Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Joining us today on a Tuesday morning is the one and only voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett. Good morning, Chuck. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, guys. I hope you are, too.
Doing really good. We're at the Clinton Library. Matt is speaking to, well, he's moderating at the Little Rock Rotary for a meeting with the Little Rock Rangers, which is kind of cool. And then I'll be right across the river at Dickie Stevens today, which, by the way, is where I met you. That's the first time I ever met Chuck Barrett. 2010, Arkansas versus, I think it was, Louisiana Tech. And I remember you borrowed a brown Comrex Vector, I think, from me. It's one of the things you remember, right?
Well, it's, you know, those who know me know it would be odd that I'd forgotten something. But no, I remember. I was struck by the fact that your office was the broadcast booth. I mean, your desk and everything in there. I'd never seen that before.
Yep, and it'll be my office once I get off the show today. That's exactly right.
Well, it's not a bad office.
No, got the best view in town, actually. I might have the best view in the state, I think, when it comes to an office. So, but I left that, and it's kind of, I love when they're playing at Dickie Stevens Park, man. I think doesn't matter who the opponent is. It really didn't matter much about what the weather's like. They show up for this ball game, and it is it's a different atmosphere. It's different than Baum.
It is. It's kind of like when there's a basketball game at Simmons Bank Arena. I mean, there's just a different vibe. You see people there that you know. That's perhaps the only time they're going to come watch the Razorbacks play that year. And I think it's good. I'm glad we play down there. I remember the first time it was sold out. I don't remember if that was the night we met or not. I don't remember if it was 2010 or not. But I remember coming over that Broadway bridge and seeing sold out on the sign there at the ballpark and thinking, wow. You know, I can remember when I don't even think you had, you know, 5,000 people that knew there was a Razorback baseball team at Little Rock, much less to have the crowds that they've had at that ballpark. It's really impressive.
Well, Chuck, let's get in a little bit of the, I guess I can use the term player personnel now. That's more of a pro sports term, I think, but I think it works now for players that wouldn't have even been on our radar a month ago. And then John Calipari is now the new head basketball coach at Arkansas, and Carter Knox has now committed to the Razorbacks. This is an interesting kid. It doesn't seem like he's just like one of these, like an incoming freshman who doesn't come ready to play. He's got a body that is ready to play. A small forward, maybe. It's 6'6", 230. That kind of stood out. And, you know, family history with Cal. And this is an instance, it seems, of a kid committing to the coach instead of necessarily the school.
Well, they've had a longstanding relationship, and so has Kenny Payne. In fact, you know, before Cal came to Arkansas, when, you know, Knox was being recruited prior to his commitment to Kentucky. I mean, it was down to Kentucky and Louisville. And it was Louisville was in the mix because of Kenny Payne. And I think when his older brother played for Kentucky, who I remember well, I think he was, from what I understand, he and Payne were very close. And so that's why Kenny Payne was in the picture when he was at Louisville and pretty much made it a slam dunk when, you know, both of them were at Arkansas.
I guess it feels like, you know, there's just been a trickle of news as far as coaching staff and player personnel. You got Big Z. Now you know that there's going to be Carter Knox. We know about, you know, associate head coach Kenny Payne. But it's a trickle. It's a trickle. And I brought it up yesterday. I mean, I guess we all kind of expected that there would be a big flood of news of this kind of stuff. And I guess some of that stuff could still happen this week because, I mean, it's been a little less than 2 weeks, I guess, but just a couple of the players. But Cal told us to be patient, and I think we're all trying to be.
Well, I think that's what's going on. I would differ with those who say there's not been a good bit of news on this. I mean, every time I turn on or every time I pick up my phone, there's something on there about some kid that's, you know, committed to Kentucky that's considering Arkansas. I mean, every day you see about those players. Now, I don't know. I think if people are wanting, like, thinking at the end of the week there's going to be a press release and, okay, this is our roster, this is everybody's number, you know, this is what it's going to look like, that's not going to happen. But I think if you pay attention and you look at what's being reported out there, not, some of it's, you know, probably embellished, but I think most of it's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think if you pay attention, there is a good bit of news coming out. It's not spoon-fed. I mean, it's not a release from the university. I think people have to, you know, maybe do their own deducing when they read some of this stuff. But I think it's coming together pretty well if you really, you know, stop and read between the lines.
When you're Calipari and you go out and you're recruiting guys to come to this team, do you think there's a little bit of a cat and mouse where, like, hey, we want you, we want to offer you, but we want you to commit to us, because if we offer you, then somebody else offers you, and it's almost like if Coach Cal, I saw this stat, Chuck, that when Duke offered a basketball player, no matter what star he was, if he was a 3-star, he automatically jumped up to a 4-star. If he was a 4-star, he jumped up to a 5-star. Do you think there's some type of effect that when Coach Cal is on a player that everybody else looks as well? That's maybe why he's a little more secretive or the way he goes about it?
Well, I think when you look at the landscape right now and, you know, where these guys are, you know, all the coaches, when you look at that overtime elite camp and they had the Nike Summit, a lot of these guys are in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that there's real secrecy about who they're after. I think what's happened is that, you know, all the players who had committed to Kentucky, they've, you know, decommitted. I think the perception by most, myself included, is that the vast majority of them, if not all of them, will end up here. But they are fair game, and they are free agents, essentially. And so they are going to be contacted by other schools. And other schools are putting their offers together, too. And my honest feeling on some of these kids, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them, is they got to get the deal worked out. I mean, I think I saw where one of the kids said, you know, I don't know yet. I got to talk to my people. You know, back in the day, your people were your parents, and that coach was sitting across from you in your living room.
That's your financial advisor.
And that's when you committed.
Yeah.
That's all. Those are the only people you needed to talk to. Now you got to talk to your agent. You got to talk to your financial advisor. You got people. You got a camp now, and so I think that leads to a little bit longer process too.
I was going to ask you too, Chuck, if you think it's position specific as well. Like, you know, you only offer, once you get a commitment from a quarterback in your class, you don't get another quarterback. Could that be kind of the same thing with, once you get two bigs, it's like, all right, well, that's our two bigs. Now we're going to try to get a point guard. Once we get our point guard or who you got, then you're not really offering another point guard. And, but then again, in basketball, I mean, you want as much talent as you can get.
Well, I think there's some give and take there. Yes, you always, I would think, have a vision of what you want your roster to look like. You know, where what pieces you want to plug in, you recruit accordingly. You build your roster accordingly based on, you know, how you want the composition of your team to look. But again, you know, the night he was introduced, he said some of these guys are worth waiting for. And when you talk about these players, they're not just weighing, you know, which college they may end up playing for. I mean, some of them are trying to decide if they just want to go ahead and go to the NBA. So I just think when you're talking about this caliber of player, there's just more at play. I'll give you an example. And I said this the other day, and I'm not knocking any of these guys. I mean, we won a lot of games with them. They were great players. But you think about guys like Justin Smith and Audis Toney and some of those guys that, you know, helped us win a lot of games that transferred in. They weren't weighing NIL offers. They weren't five stars that everybody in America wanted. They weren't weighing whether or not they wanted to go to the NBA. They weren't looking for the best deal. You know, they weren't making a business decision like these kids are now. So I just think there's a lot more to consider. There's a lot more at play. And again, I mean, Matt, you think about when you were being recruited. You know, your recruitment was in that living room.
Mm-hmm.
And that coach was sitting right across from you. And your advisors were sitting right next to you. They were your mom and dad. And so when it came time for that coach to close you, you know, those were the three people in the room he had to close. Now you've got to close them, and then they got to talk to their people. And you may not even know who their people are. So it's just a whole different deal, I would think. I've not been in that room, but I can't imagine that it's not a lot different now.
You know, and then Matt never went through that process again. He just did it once, made his choice, played 4 years. I read about a guy, who is his name here? Xavier Carter. He's a linebacker that was at UCF. He announced he's going into the transfer portal. He has played at LSU, UNLV, UCF, another school. He's about to transfer to a fifth school in 5 semesters. It's not 5 years. That's 5 semesters. Look, I'm all about some of the free movement for some of the for student athletes in some of these cases, but this is an example of it going absolutely
bonkers.
Is
it too much? You know, or is there's a reason why the other team's letting you go? You know, are you a bad locker? I mean, 5 times and that it just seems excessive that maybe he's not as good as he thinks he is.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, because the vast majority of the time when players leave, and I mean, I would say almost to a man, those who have entered the portal, for example, since spring football practices ended around the country, they found out they're either not going to start or they're not going to play. And so they're going somewhere else. You know, there's been a lot of analogies drawn to the pros, and a lot of them are good analogies. One of the things we see in professional sports are journeymen, you know, guys who play for different teams every year, baseball particularly. You'll see a middle reliever, it's not uncommon at all to play for 5 teams in 5 seasons. If you're a backup left tackle in college football, you can't bust into anybody's starting lineup, well, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be a journeyman too. The way you stay on scholarship, the way you keep money coming in is to keep moving around. Now, I'm not saying that's a good system, but I'm saying it is the system now. And if I was these kids, I got to be honest. Look, everyone out there tries to, I don't know that game the system's the right way to put it, but anybody that goes to work anywhere or chooses a profession, you got to figure out the game. How do I play the game? How do I keep myself employed? How do I remain vital? How do I remain, viable? All those things are part of getting paid. And some of these guys, at least for 5, 6 years, their profession is playing college football. Now, when that's done, they're going to have to pick a different profession. But for now, that's what they're doing to make ends meet. So I'm not surprised by this. It's an unintended consequence, But it's going to be, this is not going to be the exception. The stories that we kind of scoff at right now, like five teams in five semesters, 5 years from now, 3 years from now, maybe even next year. College football is going to be full of guys like that. We've already got basketball players that have played for three or four schools.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
This is kind of on the same conversation we were just having about basketball in the portal. Kentucky's losing Ugonna Onyenso to the NBA draft. He said he was going into the draft and that he is, this was a quote, not thinking about coming to play college basketball, 100% focused on the NBA. Well, he's now put himself in the transfer portal. You know, there's some money to have to be had for big men in college basketball, and right now there might not be much for those who wouldn't get drafted or in the second round and going to play in the G League.
I think they're this year, they're the version of the quarterback in football right now. You know, your Sam Hartmans, your Bo Nixes, your guys that are developing. The kid from Arizona is a fourth-year big that's transferring again for another year. But, yeah, with that money there, why not? It behooves them to stay another year in school.
Yeah, you can't trust what someone said, Chuck. It was a week ago he said he's 100% focused on the NBA. I don't know if that's the case.
Well, sometimes the message from the NBA may be you need to stay in college.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some to be said for guaranteed money. And, you know, all these guys have to weigh their different situations. I just think that I think we're going to have to move beyond, as observers and fans and all this, we're going to have to move beyond whether or not we think this is silly or whether or not we like it or dislike it or shake our heads and all that, because this is here to stay. This is how business is going to be done from now on.
It just seems like there's no, what the right word is, but watching somebody grow anymore, it's just so manufactured. It's so artificial. It's just microwave. It's here, then gone. You know, you're getting these guys so quick, 6 months, 9 months. You don't get to kind of build a relationship with it in whatever way we used to think of college sports, as kids getting up there on the hill, maybe even redshirting for a year, and then you see them get better. Landon Blocker, Bay Fall, you know, you get to see guys get better over 3-4 years and see how they grow. And you don't get that anymore.
But also look at Snacks Johnson goes in the transfer portal, and fans developed a real relationship with him.
He's a player.
He started every game good. Last year, but Arkansas also brought in somebody from the transfer portal in Danico Slaughter that took that job. So I mean, these things kind of go together, right? Don't they, Chuck?
Well, I just don't know that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree with anything anyone's saying on this. I just think that's an era going by now. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I'm not happy that college sports is the way it is now. But no, there's not going to be that with everyone. You're going to have players just like Snacks Johnson. When they are informed they're not going to start, they leave. That's just how it works now. And again, we can, you know, people can, you know, lament this until they're blue in the face, but you better learn to play within the system or you're going to get left behind. And I'm a big believer in the old saying that if you're not prepared to deal with change, be prepared to deal with irrelevance. And this is how it is now. And if you can't win at this game, you're going to become irrelevant. And that's going to be the case regardless of how we feel.
And these kids' dream, what it is, Chuck, is they're trying to get to the NBA, and these playoffs have been ridiculous so far. The home teams have started out 11-0. I didn't know if you saw your Knickerbockers come back and get that. Oh, my goodness. And then Jamal Murray, same thing the next game. I mean, the playoffs have been pretty intense.
They are good. And, you know, the thing is, and like, for example, the Knicks are the second seed and Philly's the seventh seed, but mm-hmm. they're separated by 3 games in the regular season. So everybody's good. And how you play in the playoffs and how you play in the regular season are two different things. But I'll tell you, the Knicks had to pull one out last night, that's for sure.
So I want to ask about Slaughter coming in from Tennessee. I mean, he's got the kind of pedigree to played quite a bit at Tennessee last year too. So, you know, I mean, so losing Snacks, that's up to him. I'm sure they would have liked to keep him, but once you say this is going to be our nickel, you kind of expect that somebody may leave at that point. Does Slaughter stand out to you at spring?
Well, I didn't see as much as they did, obviously. I know Pittman loved him. The coaching staffs loved everything since he came in. And, you know, it's hard to come in and beat somebody out that's played there before.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's what happened, because I can, you know, he was listed number one on the depth chart going into the spring game. And Max Johnson's decision to go into the transfer portal, that'll let you know that Slaughter was number one coming out of the spring game, too. So they like his ability. They like what he's done since he's been here, and they feel like he gives him the best chance to win.
So his necessarily is not about money as much as it is playing time. Can we say so? That's probably a little bit more. Because to me, being a competitor, saying I'm going to find a way to get on the field, whether it be a rover, whether it be a different safety. I mean, there's other positions. If you're good enough, they're going to want to find a spot for you. And I think Snacks is good enough.
You've got to do is play.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing you've got to do is play. There is no NIL money, or at least not more than a few crumbs, you know, not more than just, you know, standard fare. You know, it's when you're a good player that people want you. And I mean, look at the guys that are in the portal right now. Pick your sport. I mean, they go from being a second teamer to being somebody people are bidding on. They're loved, they're pursued. Everybody tells them how great they are. I'm sure that's kind of addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not surprised that he did it. I'm not surprised some of the other guys did it, and I think they'll continue to do it.
Chuck, we'll leave it there. Appreciate you hopping on, as always. Thank you. Hope you're enjoying a little bit of quiet time, and we'll reconvene next week.
Well, it's a little different without a game, but I'll be listening to you tonight. So have a good call, and Matt, put on a show for him today.
Chuck, I'm gonna channel my inner Chuck Nasty and do what Chuck Barrett would do. Okay, thanks, Chuck.
Chuck Barrett with us every Tuesday on Halftime. Is that the first time you've dropped a Chuck Nasty on him?
Well, like, off air, we get he has the coolest nickname out of all of us. You know, Corliss Williamson, the Big Nasty, and nobody better in the business than Chuck. And I joke, but seriously, when I watch Chuck with Calipari and doing the stuff, and you watch Chuck how he handles himself, I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, up on stage, no, he knows what he's doing up on stage. You feel weird when you're not used to it. I did that thing at the Fort Smith at Hardscrabble, which I had to get, you know,
everybody
reassociate myself to that.
Everybody walked out smiling. They called the Hogs, and that's the one thing when it's friendly fire. So you kind of gotta realize that a little bit.
So Matt, they'll tell you sometimes just picture everybody's naked. That's not true. That'll put the redness on your cheeks. All you gotta remember is that there's a whole bunch of people out there. Look to your left. Look to the middle. Look to the right. Just look some people in the eye and make them look away from you. Okay. Yeah, creep them out exactly like that. That's what I meant.
Got my X-ray vision glasses on.
Matt, I would say break a leg, but I didn't really mean that, okay?
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Try the new Traveler Whiskey, a Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley collaboration. A great buy. Also, Hard Truth Sweet Mash Bourbon and Rye are available. Only at Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Hey, I get my home game. I get my home game today.
Congratulations.
Here in Central Arkansas, yeah. But it's televised, too. That means everybody, there's no reason to complain now, right? Now, that would be the one reason to complain. Now there's no reason to.
Man, I was on the phone with some of the KRK guys who work in Little Rock for us as a part of our sister station, and I was like, welcome to the 21st century. The game's on TV.
That's right. Hey, we should see a brother versus brother matchup, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Jason Jones's brother, Jordan, is going to be the starting pitcher for UAPB, and Jason... Well, I mean, he started both games last week against Texas Tech. I'd assume he would start this game. I'm sure Dave would probably want to get him in there against his brothers. So, I don't know if I've seen brothers pitching against brothers before. And the Nola brothers did in the postseason a couple of years ago. So this will be pretty cool.
Yeah, not pitching against each other. You know, we got the pleasure of watching Ross Lovich play against his brother at Missouri earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple times when Ross would get to first base. I'm like, I wonder what he's saying to his brother, but definitely not on the pitching mound where you might know a little bit of your brother's tendencies.
That's exactly right. Haven't faced him since they were teenagers, but I'm sure they know each other's thought process really, really well.
I wonder if mom's got one of those split jerseys like Mama Kelsey does. You think she's got one of those?
She better. It'd probably be the only UAPB Arkansas Razorback jersey that has ever been made, though.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a one of one. Just get it autographed by both of her sons, and then it's legit. This offensive breakout in the second game against South Carolina on Saturday, does it make you a believer in the Razorback lineup, or do you see it as a one off thing?
No, I was never a non believer in the lineup because I just understand that baseball is baseball, and there are days where you're going to be struggling. And I think that they've kind of just, you know, had a little bit of a lull offensively. But a lot of people on social media were freaking out about the offense and the lack of hitting. And, like, I understand two things. runners in scoring, like leaving runners on base and in scoring position is an issue. Getting into double plays, also an issue. But this is also the same lineup and, well, same team that were down 7-0 against Texas Tech and was able to go back, come back and win 9-8 earlier in the year. So they have it. They just need to channel it again. And it's one of those things where you can't hit the panic button because they're just going to be lulls in baseball. And as long as they are hitting at the end of the year when it matters the most, things are going to be okay. So you kind of got to back off the ledge a little bit and kind of understand what's going on. We've hit that halfway mark in the season. And, you know, a little fatigue is going to show up, a little bit of, you know, trying to just figure things out. And you now have to just get back on that train and get that momentum going again, and things are going to be just fine.
Just because we won't have you until next week, and we're talking Arkansas baseball, you know what, I'm really excited. I love the game today. This weekend series against Florida, I think will be really fun. Now it's not as marquee as it was when the season began, just because yeah. Florida's fallen off, and I don't really understand how that's happened. I know you're enjoying that, but. I mean, you're gonna, Jack Caglione is having the kind of season that stands out, even in a league where, you know, Charlie Condon is just mm-hmm. going nuts, and Hagen has had this great year. But a Hagen Smith versus Jack Caglione at bat, I mean, give me two or three of those, please.
Oh yeah, no, it's going to be fun, and I'm excited to kind of see again, you know, Arkansas handling itself, trying to continue that win streak at home. But this is a Florida team, you know. Obviously, my coworker Courtney is a Florida grad, so we like to give her, you know, a lot of heck sometimes, but it's like you always look at Florida this year, and if they lose their midweek game, they're going to win their weekend series. If they win their weekend game or their midweek game, they're going to lose their weekend series. Like, that's the trend that they've been on. So I think that they play Jacksonville State today, and so if they win, that's a good sign for Arkansas. But it is very strange because this Florida team is just not what it has been historically. But they still find ways, and they can beat you, so you have to take them seriously.
Well, you mentioned Jacksonville State. I saw that there is a new Arkansas linebacker coming from Jackson State, Larry Worth, who was a starter at Jacksonville State and a guy that has had probably more snaps at the position than just about anybody else that's on the team. He just hasn't had those snaps at Arkansas. But it also comes with the news that Snacks Johnson is going into the transfer portal, but that also goes along with the idea that he lost his starting spot and just wasn't going to back up.
Yeah, and then that's something that is the world that we live in right now. You know, I hate it because I feel like, I mean, we kind of grew up, right, feeling that you fight for your spot, and like you were, like our parents were not going to let us just like quit that easily. And so you hate it from that perspective because you're like, man, like you could still have that job. You just got to come back in the fall and earn it back. But that is what it is. But I think linebacker was the one spot, even going into spring camp, is what they needed more depth at, more experience at, because of what they lost in the preseason with all the guys who transferred out. So I think that regardless of what happened in the spring, they were going to go find them a linebacker, and they did. You hate to see Snacks go because I think he was just kind of a fun personality, as well as a guy who obviously started every game for Arkansas last year. But it's the world that we live in, and you kind of just, I mean, you know guys are gonna fall. I mean, I think we're so used to it, but do you remember a couple of years ago when we went through a whole entire spring and he played in the spring ball, and then it was like, Mike Woods is transferring. And everyone was like, what? And like, you couldn't really wrap your head around that. And so you just aren't pretty conditioned these days to take the punches and roll with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the way to look at it, I think, from a fan's perspective, because you know, you develop a relationship. People loved Snacks on Twitter and on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's so they feel that they get a sense of who that person is based on that, or just entertained by him, and you know, might interact with him and all of that. And you know, then so I'm around football a little bit, but once Sailor Poffenbarger went into the transfer portal, I thought to myself, well, here's somebody from Maryland. Here's somebody who's really close to her family. And then the news coming out yesterday, transferring back to Maryland, and it all made sense. It made a lot more sense than say, like, Talia Scott transferring to Auburn, which felt a heck of a lot more about the money. And I'm sure Sailor's getting something at Maryland, but that seemed to make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw that, that's exactly what I thought too. And, you know, you look at Saylor and just feeling like she wanted to be closer to home. And you can understand that. And I'm pretty sure, though, her brother might be the starting QB at Miami. So maybe one of them had to come closer to home. but, you know, people enter the transfer portal for all different kinds of reasons. And now that you've added NIL to it, you can go wherever you want to without having to sit out a season. I mean, the power is in the athletes these days. And you just kind of have to, I mean, like it, love it, hate it, have opinions about it. We all do. But at the same time, there's nothing you can do about it right now.
You know, we've been so breathless about all of the possible players that will come to play for John Calipari. You know, there's been just a little bit of news pertaining to the women's basketball team. We know about Izzy Higginbottom transferring in, but that's been it. You know, the news has more been about the players that have gone into the portal and who also committed to other programs, even in the SEC, like Talia with Auburn, Jersey Wolfenbarger at LSU, Pauline Love, assistant coach, has taken the same position at Alabama. So I'm still waiting for, you know, we're getting a little trickle about Big Z and now Carter Knox and, of course, Coach Payne for the women's team. I mean, you're expecting kind of you got the same, almost the same amount you got to replace.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then, you know, Haley Van List going into the transfer portal, and you're like, well, where's she going to go? And she ends up at TCU. So, you know, there has been some high-profile women's basketball news, and so I'm really interested to see. We were talking about that yesterday. Like, what is Neighbors and that staff going to do? Because he understands he has to hit the transfer portal really hard to be able to bring some players in. And you know, they're being selective, and they're kind of being patient, and I think that's exactly what Cal is doing. Obviously on a different scale because he had no one to work with. But you had Carter Knox come in and visit yesterday. And, you know, it's there was a report that Jane Quaintons is also going to make a trip to Arkansas as well. And we were able to talk to Josh Pastner, who was the former coach at Georgia Tech at Memphis, coached with Cal, as well as the Stetson head coach, Donnie Jones, about just rebuilding a roster. And they were just like, look, if there's anyone who can do it, Cal can, but he's going to be meticulous about it. He is going to be systematic about it. He is not Eric Musselman, who is going to let you know about the every 180 players and their moms that he's talked to. He is going to be very selective, and it's different. And so Arkansas fans kind of have to respect both approaches and understand that just because you don't hear anything does not mean things aren't happening.
That is an open difference in the two coaches. Like, Cal's active on social media, but it was so funny about he didn't even know what a Twitter handle is or what his Twitter handle was or all of that. I mean, but whoever it is that runs his account knows what he's doing. It just also felt like, and I don't know if this was the case or not, but, you know, I felt like Mus had a lot of control over his Twitter, and it was very, very, very active.
Active when it wanted to be. Active when it wanted to be. You can go back and look to when, you know, right before he left, he didn't tweet very much. You know, so that's, you also true, have to think about it too, like what's going on and how are things going. And again, Cal knows what he's doing. He is where he needs to be. He doesn't have to show you publicly. And even Courtney asked him in the press conference after his introduction welcome ceremony, like, you know, what are your plans? And he goes, I can't tell you that because then I have to tell everybody that. So this is exactly what we're seeing in terms of him just playing it a little bit closer to the vest.
Hey, what'd you think of Heston Kerstad? I don't think it's official, but it's pretty much out there that Heston's going to be called up to the Orioles, which means that now, hey, you know, the only other team I think in the big leagues where there's two Razorbacks currently on the active roster are the White Sox. And they're the worst team in baseball with Benintendi and Dominic Fletcher. And, I mean, that's just – it's sad to see the photos from Progressive Reed Field. The Orioles are good. I mean, they're really good. James McCann has had a great start to the season as the backup to Adley Rutschman. And now you got Kerstad there, and it's just, I think, more reasons for me to be an Orioles fan.
Well, yeah. Well, again, I think I've told you guys this. My grandfather was a scout for the Orioles, so I'll quickly jump back up on that bandwagon. But it's exciting and good for him too, because I know that he's worked hard, and, you know, he had that that health thing for a while there, and he didn't get and move up quickly as people thought he would, being, you know, the number two pick overall. So I'm happy for him, and I know that he still has a lot of close ties here. I know he was here working out over the summer because I saw some stuff from some of the pro guys over the summer. So I'm just happy for him. But, man, it also makes you be like, we got robbed. We got robbed of that 2020 season watching him as his junior season unfolded.
Yeah, but you remember when he showed up just ready to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so did Casey Martin, but there was something about Heston and just the way he approached, even as a freshman, as a hitter, mm-hmm. you could tell immediately. And look, the two freshman position players on this year's team, I think, have really bright futures that are getting a lot of time. I think Nolan Souza is a potential first-round pick. I love the athleticism and the strength that Ryder Helfrich shows, but they've also had mm-hmm. their ups and their downs, you know. And I know Kerstad did too, but he was never taken out of the starting lineup. And, man, how much fun was it to watch him for those two-plus years?
Man, it was so fun. It was so fun. Brought a lot of memories, especially that 2018 year and the Texas game that we'll all remember fondly, where he pushed the first baseman at first base for Texas. Shrugged his shoulders like, what? I was just trying to get to the base. I mean, if that's not your favorite Heston Kerstad memory, I don't know what it is.
Trying to think if there's another one. Oh, yeah. There was one where he dropped a routine fly ball in left field. And then I think it might have been, was it even the same game? Was it the same game made a home run saving catch against the fence? It's just like...
Yeah,
there was something about him, even just the way that he would mm-hmm. smile. It's I loved Heston from the start.
He was special. Everybody in Amarillo knew it when he came to Arkansas, knew it when he got drafted. So you love to see that kid have success. I'm happy for him.
Dodgers playing well. I know Ohtani.
No, they're not.
What's going on there?
No.
I haven't paid attention. Tell
they're
me.
They were in a losing streak. They played Washington and I think lost 2 of 3 and then played the Mets and lost, and like they finally won last night for the first time in like a week and a half.
13-11 still. Why am I even looking at the standings? Who cares about the standings? It's not even a month
it's
into this
so
season.
Early.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Hickey & Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hull Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, guys, doing well.
Good, man. Portal madness these days. Portal madness. And as far as Arkansas basketball is concerned, you know, you may end up with much more than 50% of what was going to be Kentucky's incoming class for basketball. But now it's like you got to start saying this a different way. Kentucky's incoming class, no, it wasn't. It was Cal's incoming class. We learn about players that are committing to the coach and not to the program.
The old coaching mantra that players commit to schools and not coaches is one of the biggest lies perpetuated for centuries. And some still try and perpetuate it. It's not true. But here's what's going on in Arkansas. Coach Cal, you're going to have the best recruiting class pretty much every year, one or two, and likely number one. The only debate will be, what's he going to do with them? Last 5 years, it's been very questionable. Before that, he absolutely took them, took their youth, and did well with them. That's the unknown. That's the only question that we need to know about Arkansas and Cal.
Hey, Bill, how would you navigate this transfer portal? You see some guys stay mainly high school, and that you kind of got to get out of that mindset. But do you think it's you got to have a good mix of veteran guys and a couple five-star freshmen? Because in my opinion, you at least got to have somebody out there that's an NBA guy.
Now, okay. Basketball.
Sorry, that was a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, no worries. I was just football and basketball would be a different answer, but I think Duke is struggling with it too, the one and done thing. Mm-hmm. And I think you need a veteran mix, and then having young superstars, that's fine. Maybe 2 to 3 a year. How many teams can sign that kind of high school kid? Not many. There's a few that do it, and it depends on how good your coach is developing. UConn, I don't think, is a big recruiting ranking school. But look what's happening. They're not ranked anywhere close to Kentucky or Duke years in recruiting. Depends on who your lead guy is, too. The coaching horsepower of the head guy sitting on the bench is a huge thing as well. And that's another question about Cal. Now, I personally, if you said, Bill, I'm going to make you bet, I think he probably gets his batteries recharged and makes another good run here at Arkansas. That's where I'm betting, but it is legit to question it.
Man, I know. I think you're right on, because you think of UConn. They just won the national championship, just repeated, and their best player that's going to get drafted the highest was a true freshman, number 5. And I know I brought him up after the game thinking if he was a portal guy. But he wasn't the best player on the team right now, so to speak, but he was the athlete. He was the NBA guy. And I think Klingon, I actually like him more than Edie at the next level. So you got to have some pieces too, but you got to have that young. So I would think about having a guy like Anthony Black, like we had last year, and then you being able to put a couple veterans around him.
You think any of those Oakland County, Michigan, that beat Kentucky? You think one of those kids, that one kid that had 32 and he transferred from Hillsdale, which is D3? You think any of those players that beat Kentucky are going to have a better career than the Kentucky kids? Not one of them. But that's the formula. The formula's changed now a little bit.
Captain Jack was 26 years old, I think, the kid that was in Fuego. Dillingham, he can't guard a per. See, that's the thing. You're right on. Dillingham is a freshman at Kentucky, can do it whatever he wants on the offensive side of the ball. He doesn't know how to play defense yet, you know, but here in 4 years when he can develop, but now he's a one and done, and he's going to go. I mean, he's going to go G League it for a while. It's not like he's going to be in any meaningful NBA games for a while.
The Shepherd kid, who was their least ranked player, top 50 in America, that's really good, but somewhere in there, was their best freshman. Now, he played the heck out of defense. Now, he's the one player. He was a phenomenal defender, and as you could see, he could score any way you want to score. Now, what happened to him is in that first-round NCAA game, it got in his head and he couldn't make a shot. He was 1 for 15 or something. And he was throwing the ball away. I never saw him play like that. And that's another thing. Young guy like that, now it's one and done. For the first time in your life, maybe you're losing some confidence. Everybody's looking at you and you can't get it back. That's when you need veterans to save you.
Hey, Bill, I know Arkansas just got a commit from a running back from Florida State. Ole Miss just got a commit from a running back from Miami. Henry Parrish Jr. looked like he had a couple of good years with Miami. But I also think, was this the kid that when he had his commitment ceremony, had the four hats in front of him, he put all four hats on his head and then took them off and put them, maybe there are more kids that are doing this, and I just saw that because he'd been in the portal, but it's like,
right.
Yeah, but I mean, is this somebody that can legit replace or at least give some of the production that Junkins had given Ole Miss?
No. I believe he'd been at Ole Miss, if I'm not mistaken. But
oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's crazy
that's even
how
more
this
funny.
Works out.
Now, Quinshon Judkins, best running back in America. Now, good, decent running backs are easy to find, like wide receivers in college, in the portal. They're on every street corner. D tackles are impossible to find. DMs are very difficult to find. A cover corner is a one in a million guy. A legit cover corner. I don't mean a guy that plays the position. I mean a guy that actually can play cover corner effectively. That's maybe you got a better chance at needle in a haystack. Let me ask you this, guys. In all of your perusing the portal, whether it was the one back in December or the one now, how many cover corners do you recall getting taken?
Zero. Right. It's harder. It's easier to hit a curveball than it is to be a cover corner. I mean, I'm with you, Bill. Cover corner, they're the best athletes in the world.
If you're out hunting, right now, Arkansas is a wonderful hunting state, as we know. You guys live there. You got a better chance of seeing an albino unicorn than a cover corner who's good.
We're looking for the ivory-billed woodpecker here in Arkansas, generally.
Tom the turkey right now.
That's right. I mean, you feel the same way about left tackle, too. I mean, it's, you know, the positions that you're going to put your money into in the NFL is probably the same positions you're going to put as much money as you can to into college and hold on to those guys. Like, you'll sign your starting left tackle who's all pro to a 5 or 6 year deal, you know? I mean, you can't do 5 or 6 in college, but you can try your best to keep them there for 4.
I think Ole Miss in the portal in the early one took 4 left tackles. I'm not kidding. They took kids from Ole Miss. They took 2 from Washington. Both weren't left tackles. And they took another left tackle I'm forgetting about. But your point, a true left tackle. I don't mean a guy that you have to put there because you need your best 5 out there and you don't have a true left tackle. I mean a true Joe Alt Notre Dame left tackle. Is rare. It's not as rare as a cover corner like Ben Morrison, who's at Notre Dame, but it's rare.
Hey, Bill, over on Kentucky Proud Park last week, Tennessee had a pretty loud statement, not just a series win against Kentucky, but a road series win against Kentucky. You know, I mean, you kind of have 4 teams that have separated themselves from everyone else, and Tennessee is just sort of like stalking a little bit behind A&M, behind Arkansas, behind Kentucky. But with that lineup, I mean, it's everybody in that lineup. They're just as scary as anybody else.
Christian Moore hit 4 home runs, their second baseman, in 2 games. Went 9 for 11 and like 10 or 11 RBIs. It's insane. Their first five, I can't imagine. And guys, I do not check lineups in college baseball. I love it, but I don't peruse it like college football. But I can't imagine a 1-5 being better than theirs. There is a potential 20 home run guy and 350 hitter in each one of those slots. 1-5. Everyone, and all of them have over 10, 15 home runs right now. And their schedule, guys, is Missouri and some teams that they're better than, Florida, Vanderbilt. They're better than all those teams. Their schedule gets more forgiving down the stretch. Now, do they pitch it like Arkansas? No. They're not in Arkansas's category. They're starting. Tennessee's starting three pitchers would not get to pitch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Arkansas as a star. That's the difference.
And it's too bad those teams are not on the schedule. Maybe we see them in Hoover. Maybe we see them.
They never are.
Well, they were last year. It's just not this year.
That's true.
Hopefully next year they will. But, you know, there's something about, you know, you always see SEC teams play each other in Omaha. So I'm sure that of the four teams I just mentioned, there'll be two or three of them, maybe even all four of them that end up playing each other in Omaha. But then there's LSU. You know, so LSU has fallen off, and college baseball is so weird. Not just with the whole, you know, number one seed thing isn't won since 99, but the last three national champions, if LSU doesn't get somehow to 16 or 17 SEC wins, they're going to be left out of the tournament. They're 5-13. That'd be 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row that the national champion doesn't even make the NCAA tournament the next year. And I think the last two, Mississippi State and Ole Miss, have missed out on Hoover, not just the national tournament, but the conference tournament. What are the chances that Michigan falls off the way that LSU has this year in football?
Probably not, even though I do think they may win 8-9 games, but I don't think it'll be just a catastrophe. And the other thing about LSU guys is they, whether it's recruiting or whether it's portal, they're as good as anybody. Ole Miss and Mississippi State are good, but they don't replenish like LSU. And you're right, they're in much jeopardy of getting in.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.